B-Pod Studios.
It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Well said.
That was a great call.
Well said. What are your expectations? I ask you just to keep the Flyers alive in the conversation because they deserve to be alive in the conversation after yet another impressive performance over Florida last night. What is your expectations now?
I don't have like these sky high expectations because we know how hockey works. Once you get in, anything can happen. And I think that's the best part is that
they're in a tough division.
Extremely tough. They're fifth in their division, but they're like up there in terms of total points throughout right. The entire league. Like they're playing very well. They're just in a very difficult division. I mean, they have a chance to take the third spot tonight if they beat the Islanders because the Islanders are actually ahead of them by 1 point. But listen, I'm going to go with the ride with this team and enjoy the ride. Like we talked about the
growth. I agree. I think you're right about enjoying the ride and, you know, it's not about being disappointed or expectations right. In that sense. However, I think it's important to figure out what are we looking at?
I'm looking at a playoff team.
Are we looking at a team? Like, because this is what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm thinking they turned a corner and this is like they're about to enter the era of good Flyer hockey, yes. Right?
Yeah, and you have Carter Hart.
GFH, right? Yes.
Love good GFH. Flyer.
This is it. This is an era of good Flyer hockey.
GFH could be great Flyer hockey, too.
Right.
I'm looking at a playoff team for this year, and I'm looking at a team that's going to give somebody a fit. In whether it's round one, if they win round one, they go to round two. I don't expect a championship out of the Flyers. I don't expect an incredible run like the St. Louis Blues had last year.
That Blues thing was a once in a right. You know, and that can happen in the NHL, but you don't expect it to happen.
But my expectations are a young team that's going to make the playoffs. They're going to be led by their veterans and the guys that have been there already, like G and Jake Voracek, and they're going to, I think, be a fit for somebody in the first round, maybe the second round. They're going to drive them insane. I mean, you see this young talent. You see a guy like Travis Konecny, and then you have the other guys, as I just talked about, the veterans and Claude Drew. That goal yesterday for Van Riems, like that, the pass by Voracek right in front of the net. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing great hockey. They're playing enjoyable hockey. It's so great to have, as I said, a month ago, they're back. Like, it's great to have the Flyers back.
Yeah, I agree. We were down at ASM, kept saying it, we were talking about it. It was fun.
That was one of my favorite sports experiences of my life.
Last night?
Yeah, sitting on the ice and just...
Well, I mean, that was special.
But totally new appreciation for the sport, too.
Like, yeah, that was... I mean, that's a bucket list item that our friend Josh Davidson has from Chop Dog.
I mean, the way they fly into the boards, I'm like...
Yeah.
You know, a couple times they're flying right in my face. I'm like, whoa. These guys are getting hit hard. Yeah, still going out there, still playing.
We saw Jason last night.
Yes,
that
did.
Was fun.
Great to see Jason.
He's working with the Flyers, so you know we're going to get Jason on the show. He's doing some great stuff with the Flyers.
Yes, he is. It's good to see
Daily
him.
Podcast and doing some good stuff. All right, let's get to Brendan in Pottstown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brendan.
Hey, cuz. Hey, Andrew. How you guys doing?
What's up, Brent?
Hey, not much. It's just, don't you long for the days when the Sixers season wasn't like Eagles season when everything was?
Oh my God, you're so right. It is. It's turned into an Eagles drama season. Yep.
In a way, I mean, you know, but you know, as far as you know, the old Joel coming back and things like that. I mean, what if this is Joel Embiid? You know what I mean? In a way, what if this is this inconsistent guy that we have? I mean, he's an immensely talented yet immature and therefore unreliable guy. I mean, like you said, Dan, he's mentally weak, and I think the weakness affects everything. It affects the conditioning, the diet, lack of discipline on the court, body language, interaction with teammates. You know what I mean? He's not a foxhole guy in a way. You
know what I mean? Right. All my catchphrases, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to steal a little bit there. But, you know, no, I mean, you know, in a way, it's that up and down, you know, that you get from him, I don't mind it if it's just a social media thing. But when it comes onto the court, like you said, you know, the bellyache in the Raptor series, or, you know, the moping on, or, you know, like any of the other things that I've mentioned with his interaction with his teammates or any of those things, that's when it's a problem. And, you know, I know he's young, and I know he hasn't been playing for too long. That's going to be 26 in a couple months. You know, at what point is he going to grow up, or are we going to have to come to grips with the fact that we need to expect this sort of sideshow every season?
I guess, you know, you never know, right? If, you know, he's Sideshow Bob, right?
Like,
you
know, he's got the hair for it.
Right. I mean, who knows, right? I guess, you know, he's too talented. He's really smart. Like, he's one of the smartest athletes I've ever encountered. Now, I don't know if that works against him sometimes.
I mean, does it? I mean, do you think in a way, you know, a lot of times people that are incredibly intelligent are bored easily, and do you think that maybe that's part of going through now?
You've
brought that up, the boredom of the regular season, the malaise, so to speak.
But, yes, yes.
You know,
I believe that. I'm wondering, you know, is there a point where, what's the carrot, right? What's the motivation?
Exactly.
Now, for some players, like the Rockets, right? Like James Harden, he's just that guy, right? Like, you know, all kidding aside, I know I can rail on him, but he's motivated by stats. Right? Kawhi and LeBron, they're motivated by competition, right?
Exactly.
Success. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you can be motivated by whatever you are, whatever gets you. You just need to find something that motivates you, that's a carrot that you chase during an 82-game season.
The big question then is his motivation attention?
That's a great, 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 great question. Is his motivation to be attention? Is he such an attention seeker that he needs it? Now, it's funny. Is it attention? It's not adoration, right? Because he gets adoration. He's adored all the time.
Attention. Negative, positive. Joel Embiid's like, what do they say? There's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Yeah.
He's a firm believer in that.
Brendan, that's what a great call, man. Excellent, man. Thank you, Brendan.
Thanks,
appreciate it, brother.
Day.
You too. It's a great call. Is that it? Is that his motivation? He's just an attention seeker? He's an attention whore?
He's a little Murray when it comes to attention. Maybe. I mean, we've seen him ball out on the national stage. Now, he didn't against the Celtics.
Right, but that's what he does, though, right? I mean, you know, and he goes in to Barkley and Shaq,
right.
And then he comes back to Players Tribune. It's amazing because if you want adoration, it's right there for you. But it sounds like Brendan's right. What he really wants or craves is attention.
So here's a tweet from Kevin, and kind of to that point. And of course, he starts with, Anthony, you're my favorite, but you're missing the point. He goes, Twitter troll Embiid is what we've been looking for since the Timberwolves suspension. I love it. The big guy is back. He's been at home getting himself hyped up for this game. I believe he shows up tonight and drops 40.
Okay. All right. If you believe that I could have it wrong. I'm just tired of the non-drama nonsense. And I'm not a social media drama dude and all that stuff and trolls and nonsense. Like, I got no time for it. Like, so again, that's just me. You know, and I'm old school in that sense too, where, you know, like again, I fell off his king of ball busting. But that's different from what Embiid does. So if he shows up, see, to me, it's not about tonight. It's about from here on out. Like, again, we've seen him show up for games. I'm just tired of the drama. See, right away, people start to get crazy, right? Right away. Right away, I want to give you some of the texts on the text board. John from Dallas. Why can't we just have nice things This Embiid thing is just another annoyance to deal with. Right?
Well said.
Like, he just... Here's Danny. Why can't we just win basketball games? Like, people just go, whether, you know, it's a troll or not a troll, like, they just get weary. Here's my buddy Tommy. And B is just a J-O. He's an old school dude.
And maybe he is. I mean, what did we say? What were we saying last year?
Said it all out. Like if Philadelphia, we use that word, that J-O yes. word, yes. In a way like that, the way it's said, yes. With like, it just is bites. Right.
Well, we were saying this last year. We were saying this 2 years ago when we were all in love with Joel Embiid. Is I'm glad he's ours. Like, I'm glad he plays for the Sixers, because you would hate him if he played for any other team in the NBA. So maybe he is just a J.O. And right now he's turning his attention to us.
Right.
And if they start winning, we're all coming back together.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to wage war against the dude.
Right.
Like, I love the dude. I want the dude to win. I just want them to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I like this group. I feel like, I like Brett Brown, but sometimes, like, he's listens too much to, I think, his analytics team. Right? I love him. I want him to succeed. There are times when I look at the rotation, I go, come on, man, no more Neto. Stop with Neto. I go, Joe, I love you, Joe. What are you doing? Oh, now I'm gonna be talking villains and with Jimmy Butler, the devil.
You just want them to win.
And I love Jimmy Butler, right? But, you know, now he's trying to, he's the devil, Jimmy, right?
He's the okay guy.
Okay.
He's OG. He's an OG, right? Jimmy. And now, if I'm him, I do the same thing. He's my easy eat. He wants to try to get things, you know, he wants Philadelphia to fall apart. But you want to love them all. And then there's Ben, who's with Kendall. Like, during the game, dude, just go back with your team, man. Stop. I don't care. Like, I love you. Like, you do whatever you want. But you got to be cool about things. Certain things you got to understand. Affects people. Like, you love them. You want to love them. And yet there's all this nonsense. And it really, it's nothing serious. It's just nonsense. All right, Cuz Radio, we're cheering us, hanging out on a Tuesday in February.
Speaking of February, listen up, guys. We're just 3 days away. 3 days away. That's Valentine's Day. It's almost here, and you want to get your girlfriend or wife a gift she'll be proud to wear. Listen, you got to hurry up now if you haven't yet. But my advice, go to Family & Company Jewelers. They have a great selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, jewelry from Family & Company will definitely make her smile. And you don't have to worry about pushy salespeople either. Listen, every person at Family & Company Jewelers is helpful and friendly. They helped me pick out an engagement ring and a wedding band before I got married, before she even said yes. So I was all set for wedding day before she even said yes. And that's how helpful they were. The owner, Angelo, and his team, they were awesome. Don't wait until the last minute to get your wife or girlfriend a Valentine's Day gift. You only got 3 days left, so hurry up. Make it a beautiful and thoughtful gift that she deserves. Visit them at familyjewelers.com or at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Tell them that I sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Jonas, what was your favorite part about last night?
I think when a player got rammed into the boards. Because I always wanted to feel like I wanted to see what that was like when you're sitting right there. Like, they're coming in with full force. I think that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
That and like when the puck would go right by you.
Yeah.
That was cool. But I mean, again, it gave me such a different appreciation for the sport too, just because of how fast they are when you're up close. Like, they do incredible things. You can see it on TV too, like the athleticism. But when you're right there, and it's not like they're 7 feet tall like in the NBA. Like, I'm like, wow, you're my size. But I have nowhere near the talent that you have. It's incredible.
It was
what you can
fun
do.
Though when you
yeah,
see.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
Seeing Carter Hart making saves like right there. It's awesome.
Yeah, good win again. It was a real good win for him. They're back at it. Tonight's an important game, though. Because, you know, you're fighting with the Islanders. Coming up, we got to talk about the baseball playoffs and the format change.
I didn't see this.
You didn't see this?
No.
All right.
There's a change.
They're mulling over a serious change.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, come up. We'll go to it.
There's some players down in Clearwater already.
Yeah.
Is that getting excited
catchers.
At all?
I used to love pitchers and catchers.
This warmed me up a little bit. I saw a photo of Joe hanging out in some shorts, right?
Yeah.
Shorts and all the Phillies gear. I'm always jealous of the gear.
Yeah.
They got 18 different uniforms for spring training.
No, I know. I'm starting to get a little excited over that.
Yeah, I'm getting excited.
Let's go to Mark in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, Anthony. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark.
It's just getting old continuing to talk about this. I just want to talk about basketball. But I just wanted to call up and, you know, we're talking about not about Joel's talent. That first caller was wrong. It's not about his talent. It's about his maturity. That's what it comes down to. Think about what you said. This last year, the biggest playoff series of this guy's life. And he can't stay in at night. He goes out and he gets sick and misses a game. It's not 100%. It's just ridiculous. How would you like to coach this clown?
Well, yeah, it would be challenging.
Yeah. Hey, let me share something with you. I heard on Saturday on the NBA radio, which to me ties right into this because it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was driving to my daughter's on Saturday down in Virginia, so I had the NBA radio on, and they had an executive on from the West Coast, some West Coast team. And he was talking about how young the league is and all these young players.
Yeah.
And he was saying they had a problem on their team with these young players were bringing their gaming systems on the road. And they were staying up all night playing their games. Fortnite,
yeah.
Call of Duty, whatever they are. I don't understand it. So these guys weren't ready to play in their games. And so they implemented a rule, no more gaming systems on the road. And he said what happened is these guys have so much money. When they got into town, they went to a store and they bought a new gaming system and a new TV, had someone hook them up, and continued to play their gaming system.
Yeah, yeah.
It just blows my mind to think that these players, it comes down to one thing in my word, it's self-discipline.
You know, yeah, but I, in fairness, though, I got to say this, though, Mark. You're right about self-discipline and all things, but that gaming stuff, it takes over. Like, I don't know. Did you ever play it?
No, I don't play. I heard you last week saying you don't play it, but I know Chunis plays it all the time.
No, well, I don't do it because I don't have time to do it, right? So
yeah.
I don't open it up in my... See, I want to buy it for my kids, like the Madden and the NBA and all that stuff, baseball, but I don't do it because I want to be playing it. like, I'm serious. I remember being up all night. I told the story, Mark, one time. I was over at my buddy Tucci's. We got one of the NHL games going. We have one of these all-night sessions. His wife, now we're, you know, early 20s,
Yeah. Whatever.
I'm working in New York. I was off. His wife comes down, and she's like, look at you two a-holes. She's getting ready to go to work, and we're playing all day.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think that's what, I think part of our road problems is the lack of self-discipline by the players on this team and not getting the rest they need and be prepared to play these games.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they're staying up. I don't know what they're doing. You know what's crazy, though? I'll be honest with you. Mark, the road was a place that you went hunting.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, you know, I covered some dudes that were just legends.
Yep, no, I got you. I got you.
I mean, these guys were legend. They were out all every night on the road prowling. Now you're worried about them being in a hotel room? Go ahead. But who cares?
Yep. No, you're right.
I hear you, Marky.
But it's entertaining, but we just got to start talking basketball.
I agree. The drama, it's all about the drama. But, I mean, like, I want to tell the executive, like, well, like, rest is one thing, but, you know, whatever. At least they're in a hotel room instead of, like, you know.
Being out.
Right. Like a werewolf. Like, I knew dudes who were werewolves, man.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I can't be like, oh, they're playing video games. Good. I'd be like, great. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, Jahlil Okafor not too long ago was getting fights in Boston. My biggest problem is this guy's playing Fortnite.
I know. And I know that the executive talked about proper rest and staying up all night and whatever. But still, yo, dude, there's a lot of extracurricular stuff that people be doing on the road. Dudes should be doing, man. Let's go to Eli. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eli.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hey, Eli.
I wanted to talk about the Sixers really quick.
Yeah.
I feel like people are looking a little bit too much on Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid instead of looking around them on how the team is, you know, built for them. I don't think the actual team around them is helps their productivity. I think they really messed up with signing Tobias Harris and Al Horford. I'd rather go like some speedy guards that can, you know, keep up with Ben Simmons, push the floor, make those open shots. And as for Joel Embiid, you know, you sign like a cheap little stretch four and let Joel Embiid dominate in the paint. Al Horford's kind of, you know, taken away from that production.
Yeah, the issue is, like, what would you have done? So there's two things a player. One, and you might be right, an issue how they are built. They went with length. Or it could be that they just, their games aren't ready yet. They're still in the work in progress.
Yeah, because I think it's crazy talking about Trey and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. I think Joel Embiid is probably the best big man in the game, and Ben Simmons has a chance to be, you know, top five player in the league.
Well, I agree with you. That's why you hear me say I'm not doing that. I'm not trading either of them.
Yeah, I just don't.
I mean, I don't think. Like, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're not going to sign Tobias? That was a problem. Because they looked at it, and they were like, all right, where are we going to spend this money? And I thought Harris was a good signing.
Mm-hmm. I think Harris is a good player. I don't like that they rely on him to be that clutch shooter. I don't think he's that.
Yeah, but I honestly, mean, I don't think he's a good, I agree with you. I don't think he's a clutch perimeter shooter.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they're relying on him to be, instead of, you know, going out and getting some quick guards that can shoot.
Well, who are you going to get? Yeah, but who are you going to get?
I think you just go all out on the guard. I think they should have
They weren't going to get, you can't get Bradley Beal. You have to trade somebody.
Yeah.
You weren't going to get Bradley Beal.
We're in the process, you know, trade him. No. If you have Bradley Beal, that's really a championship contender. Bradley Beal.
Listen, I like Bradley Beal a ton, yeah. But you're not getting them. That's the problem. You're not getting them. See, that's the one issue when we go back and look. Harris is a free agent. Horford's a free agent. You weren't going to get Bradley Beal. You have to trade for him. And they're going to say, all right, you want Bradley Beal? Give me Ben Simmons. So, and I agree with you. I don't want to trade either of them. Like, to me, let's just see how the thing plays out. Again, you have a coach that you're going to shine the spotlight on. Then you're going to look at the roster and how they're built. So you got a ways to go before you're going to trade one of the two. And I do agree with our last caller. I've said it. I've been consistent with it. I will not trade either of the two. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Jim?
Nothing much. Appreciate everything. First of all, I love y'all, and I am a Philly Fanatic addict.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And what I want to say is this. I'm trying to make it short, but take, for example, when they drafted Embiid to be a player and he's a player, and they drafted Ben Simmons to be a player in the same as Embiid. When Brett Brown was hired, he was drafted to be a leader. They have no leadership whatsoever on that team, and he is the leader. So he has to either develop other leaders, but right now at this point, he's a leader. Like you said, nobody's really improving. You have players that's been proven. You know, the Horford, 0 points the other night. I'm a season ticket holder, so I love him. You know, you have all these players, a guy like Embiid not even scoring a point. I mean, just things like this. Embiid after a game says, well, you know, when he was out with his hand, he says, well, you know, maybe I'll start shooting more threes. You know, when you see a player says something like that, you know he doesn't even understand the game or don't know the game. He can play the game. He's most wellly gifted. And as far as I'm talking about trading either one of them, I think that would be ludicrous. But I'm a military guy, of course, because I'm retired military. But,
right.
You know, I shoot straight at the leadership. And I played ball all my life.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. When you talk about leadership and thanks for your service, we appreciate Jimmy, is that's got to come from the players as well. The coach can only do so much.
But I also believe, I agree, but also a coach that can come in there, motivate them, and not make certain decisions in last minutes. Even back in 2017, going to the games, when the Sixers were playing very well with the Covingtons and all those guys, and then they were blowing games. You know, people come back with 22 points, 20, 30 points, all these kind of points, just come back at the end of the game, just winning games. I mean, it's always been an issue there. I mean,
With leadership. Yeah, but again, that's got to come from the team.
I understand that too. But if you have no leadership there, players are don't they want to just stand here and there? I mean, there has to be some leadership somewhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, not everybody has the mentality that you do. Coming from your military background, you expect people to comport themselves in a certain way.
I agree.
And unfortunately, Jim, a lot of people, especially those making $180 million or whatever, are not built like you, brother. So I feel you, man. I feel you. Thanks, Jimmy.
I got Jimmy Butler attitude.
I appreciate
it. I love y'all, man.
Thanks, Jimmy. You have a great day, brother. Take it easy. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, before I you end up getting on the phone, and once you do, I'll still be listening, obviously. I'm headed down to the game tonight, and I want to be honest, my goal is to get a picture. We're on the tunnel. We're sitting on the tunnel. My nephew was on the Sixers website about 3 years ago getting a high five from Ben Simmons, so my goal is to go down real early and try to get that signed for my nephew. But if I do got time, I'd love to come up, shake your hand or whatever, you know, see how you're doing.
Thank you, brother. I would love that.
So I do think people are overreacting to the Embiid thing, you know, a little bit. And I will say, you've been a man of the majority, I think. What we forget is still a lot of people that pay to go down to these games and stuff like that. They are not like heavy social media people, you know. I was at the Memphis game, and there was booing, but it really wasn't like the crowd was like booing. It's not a majority even right. Booing. Like, you're dead on, like, the majority of people don't want to trade these guys. They don't want to. You know, they want to run this out. They want to see what's happening. And what I really want to talk about is I think there's a total disconnect on what Embiid is thinking that we're booing for or we're having backlash to him for versus what he's seeing. So he's definitely seeing, like, oh, I played through a hand. I shouldn't be back. I played through a face injury for this crowd. I come to the playoffs even though I'm sick. You know, I'm working with Brett through this process. I'm not getting the ball to anyone. So he's kind of at the point where he feels like he's doing everything, but we're not seeing that. What he doesn't realize is we clearly see you working through the injuries, and that's awesome. We're patting you on the back for it, and we see that all that he gives and stuff like that. And but we also see, like, all right, you went to the All-Star game last year and clearly got hurt, so messed us up in the playoffs.
Right.
We're seeing like all these different, like, poutings. You're pouting on the court. The energy from him is just lost. I will say one thing, though. I do think the injury was very ill-timed for the progression of how things were going. I think that they were probably about to mentally turn the corner coming into the All-Star break to be like, this is how we've decided this is the game we're going to play, and here's right. how we're going to play. and then he gets hurt, right? I mean,
here's the thing. You do have the ability to reset now in that you're integrating two new players. And great call, Brian. You're integrating two new players in Robinson and Burks. I think is the perfect time now to make a change in the starting lineup and have Matisse start and Horford come play in the second unit. I just think it's right here for you. And I think you could do the, all right, let's start over, all-star break. Once the all-star break hits, all right, let's go, post-break, it's time to play. And, Brett's got to use this as his whole reset button. Clear. Let me clear the nonsense. Clear everything. Let's go. I think that's the opportunity.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing that I'm still bothered by the give me till New Year's Day thing, right? Remember when he said that back in?
Yes.
Must have been November. Like, let me have till New Year's Day to really figure out this rotation. But are we now going to say, all right, let's give him till the All-Star break? Like, I get it because now he's got two new pieces. We've been talking about having Al Horford come off the bench and starting a new starting five and having a new rotation. I get it. You have to make adjustments when trades happen. But, like, I don't know. Like, all of a sudden we're pushing it back some more. I know the All-Star break's right around the corner. But are we going to expect a run after the All-Star break? Is Brett Brown going to figure this out? I guess is what it bothers
me. Well, to me, it's not about...
down to.
It's not even about, like, there's a certain... you got to go get... The four seed at least.
Yes. Have to.
Yeah. You really need the three seed.
Yeah, because if you get the four seed, you're playing, and you win, you're playing Milwaukee round two.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I have the confidence in Brett Brown to figure out the best rotation. All right? I'm not oozing with confidence with Brett Brown right now.
All right, well, but again...
And I'm not doing a fire Brett Brown midseason. I'm not doing that.
I mean, this is what it is. Like, you know, I just think he's got to get his rotation in. And, all right, this is how we're going to play it. You got to start to shorten it.
Yep.
At least to see this is how we're going to play.
And when he's shorten it, it's going to look good. I mean, he tried shortening it against Milwaukee, right? The first game of that back-to-back, which is kind of what I expected because you have the Grizzlies the next night. But when he shortened it that game, it was kind of ugly because you didn't have Burks yet. You didn't have Glenn Robinson in the third yet. Let's see when he shortens it, who's in the rotation. And I guess that's a conversation that we still need to have.
I don't know. I mean, I think the rotation clearly is nine guys.
If you're starting five, whoever that may be, and then Horford, if he's coming off the bench, the two guys you add in the trade and Korkmaz, yeah.
That's your nine guys. Nine's a lot.
It is a lot.
In a playoff rotation.
You should talk eight, yeah.
So there's your nine guys. Like, to me, go ahead.
With Ben playing 42 minutes.
Right. If Furkan's hot, he plays. If not, his minutes can scale down. I would prefer to have Matisse in the game. You might want to put pair Matisse with Robinson and Burks and Horford. So he's and you start Korkmaz. You can do that too.
Question is a guy like Pell get any run come playoff time as the rim protector? No, because Embiid's conditioning is always a problem. Hopefully, at that point, he's back.
Horford's your backup. But to me, it's like, who do you want to start? And we'll go over the options. Also, I got to give you this baseball thing, man.
I just read it.
Why'd you read it?
Because I just wanted to...
I was going to fill you in.
I wanted to prepare myself.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it with the audience coming up. Listen, all the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Court Police Bakery and Deli, my go-to guys. Man, let me tell you something. There's nothing like a football game. Heck, I mean, even the XFL. All right. I'm game because at least I get the Sunday morning Court Police Bakery tomato pie. It's the greatest in three different temperatures, right? So you have hot right out of the oven, which I like. That's my favorite. Because they have the tomatoes, the olive oil, the basil, sprinkling of the Locatelli cheese. And it's piping hot out of the oven. Or you have it cold out of the refrigerator like the tunas. Or you just do room temperature, leave it in a box, and then 2 o'clock, you just, yeah, I'll grab a slice. Delicious. Corpalese tomato pie. 4 locations for your convenience. Norristown, Limerick, Audubon, Douglasville. Have your event catered by Corpalese Bakery and Deli. Your guests are going to be talking about how great the food was, perfect for any gathering. The desserts are ridiculous. You're going to love them all. All the great teams have a go-to guy when it comes to great tomato pie. My friends at Corpalese Bakery Deli, my go-to guy. See more at CorpaleseBakery.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Junis! I gotta give you this baseball. This is amazing, this baseball deal. I gotta give it to you. This is unbelievable. By the way, the Fanatic deal of the week. This week, get a... You can get $50 worth of gift cards to the Philly Pretzel Factory for just $25. How about that?
Like a pretzel?
Gift cards. We were a big Philly Pretzel Factory family. Kids love them, the little ones.
Yeah. There's one that opened up around me when I was younger. That was a big time. First of all.
Yeah, they're great. Gift cards are valid at all locations, perfect for satisfying that salty craving or for your next party trip. Hurry. Supplies limited. Purchase at 975fanatic.com. Keyword deal.
I used to be anti-mustard growing up. When I finally had the mature palate that enjoyed mustard, that was a game changer. The mustard and the soft pretzel.
Yeah, well, I like the mustard on the pretzel. I like the hot mustard.
Yes, and mustard on the hot dog.
But actually, Philly Pretzel Factory has the hot mustard.
Yeah, you're right. They do. That was when I matured. You know, that's when I knew I became a man, is when I started eating mustard.
That's weird.
No, my daddy's always bust my stones and be like, oh my God, you're still putting ketchup in your hot dog? I don't know, I like it.
Do you still do that?
No, I go mustard.
You go mustard down your dog? You eat cold hot dogs?
No, that's actually.
That's what I'm saying. It's disgusting, of course.
No, I mean, if they're cooked, yeah. I've done it before.
Would you eat a cold pretzel?
I've done it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Just sitting out. Actually,
would you eat a frozen pretzel?
No.
I don't know. Who knows with you?
The cold hot dog. Have you ever done the hot dog with a piece of cucumber?
No. Actually, I take that back.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, there is. Somebody did at the Phillies game.
Yeah. Put a little barbecue sauce on.
I forget how they did it up, but it was a cucumber with the dog, and it was good.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, years ago, I don't know when they first added it to the menu. We did a whole thing when I was on Fox in the morning. I used to do the Cousins Kitchen. And we did it at the ballpark.
Now, the weirdest thing, and I have to show you because I still have the picture on my phone. I was at a Dollar Dog night once, and I was sitting behind this girl who put a whole tomato on her hot dog. And instead of, like, ketchup or mustard, she put just a tomato on the hot dog.
Huh.
I'll show you the picture during the break because I still have it.
Right.
I thought it was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Okay. All right. Let me give you this baseball thing.
Yeah, this is stranger.
All right. So here you go. So baseball is, according to the New York Post, mulling significant changes to its postseason. Now, who also has said this about changing baseball, its playoff format, its regular season, the whole thing?
Anthony L. Gargano.
Correct. I said to expand the playoffs and give me 2 months of playoffs.
Correct.
September and October. This way, August is the new September, which is the pennant race. So August matters.
Right.
And you're not bored by it. Because now August sucks. Like, come on, you're bored by it. By the mid-July, you get pumped up by trade deadline. But really, it's boring. Because there's nothing. We need stuff to matter.
Because you're like, wow, there's another 60 games.
Right. So now, it's just, if you shorten the season and turn August into the new September, makes sense. Then you got playoffs September, October. So anyway, Major League Baseball is considering adding 10 to 14 teams now. There'll be 14 playoff teams. It's considering a move in which each league would have 3 division winners and 4 wildcard teams starting in 2022. The best team in the league would receive a bye in the division series.
Which right away I don't like.
Really?
I don't like. If you're going to expand it, I'd rather you. Yeah, but it's one game.
I agree.
It's a whole series where you're.
So the two remaining division winners and the wild card teams with the best record of the 4 would each host best of 3 series in the opening round. So they would change the wild card round from 1 game to best of 3.
Right, which I am okay with.
I don't know why you just don't do what NHL does and NBA and just go 7-7-7. Just go 7s.
You should.
Like the NHL.
I do like the
NBA does the 5. Wild card I like the game. 7s.
I do like the 1 game elimination wild card game.
Right.
Now, the Phillies have never been a part of it, so I get why people are like, oh my God, my team won 100 games, but they lost in 1 game at the end of the season. I get why people get upset about it, but from never experiencing it with the Phillies, I do kind of like it.
Right. All right, so this is what, real quick, and this is a day when pitchers and catchers report. The division winner with the second best record, how about this, would select its wild card opponent. So they would do a reality show on the night at the end of the year. And the team would select its opponent.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
And then the division winner with the worst record would then choose its opponents from the remaining 2 wild card teams. And then the final matchup would pit the wild card winner with the best record against the wild card team not yet chosen. And it would be unveiled live on TV the Sunday night of the regular season.
I'm completely out on this.
I agree.
You're junking it up. I'm completely out on this. Oh, reality TV. Oh, we're going to do like LeBron's The Decision?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's weak. Like, I love the idea of expanding the playoffs.
I do too. Now, they didn't talk about shortening the season, which they needed to.
Well, that definitely
the record books.
So listen to this. Trevor Bauer. Did you see what he tweeted?
I did see what he tweeted.
So Trevor Bauer of the Reds now tweets this. No idea who made this new playoff format proposal, but Rob is responsible for releasing it. So I'll direct this to you, Rob Manfred. Your proposal is absurd. For too many reasons to type on Twitter and proves you have absolutely no clue about baseball, you're a joke.
I agree.
Bauer's been very open about his dislike for Rob Manfred, and I couldn't agree more.
I agree with
He's
Bauer.
He's a terrible commissioner.
He's terrible. They need to get rid of the... They need to get pared down the regular season, and then go give me the extra layer of playoffs. But I agree with you. You don't need a bye, and you don't need this for bogus. You're going to choose who you're playing. That's dumb. I agree with Bauer there. That's stupid.
I will tell you this: if they did do this reality TV show of picking, and you know, I want this team, I guarantee you there will be more upsets in the series because they're going to be like, "Oh, you want to play us?
Maybe."
I'm telling you right now,
maybe.
But this is, no, it's stupid.
Perhaps.
It's dumb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.